CBS News, South Korean millionaire Tong Sun Park is said to be eager to testify on Capitol Hill about influence buying in Washington. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Park has been answering questions in Seoul for Justice Department interrogators. He also may come to the United States to testify in court trials in return for immunity from prosecution. But the ethics committees of the House and Senate also want to question Park. And today, for the first time, his American lawyer, William Hundley, said that may be possible.
The way I would envisage it was it would certainly have to be executive session, certainly in the first instance. I must say, as an attorney, as a criminal defense attorney, that it would be my position that any public hearing would be out of the question until at least the criminal trials were concluded, because obviously these defendants in the criminal trials would be entitled to a fair trial and a trial, you know, free from prejudicial publicity.
Only one past or present American congressman has been indicted so far in the influence buying case, former Representative Richard Hanna. His trial is scheduled to begin March 1st. Now, this message.
Come to Metropolitan and simplify your life.
Welcome to the 10th reunion.
Can you believe it, Charlie? 10 years ago, we were roommates.
Yeah.
Now we're fathers.
Yep, from grads to dads. How many kids you have?
Two, boy and a girl.
Oh, got me a boy.
Oh, great.
Hey, before you know it, they'll be ready for the old alma mater.
That's if we're ready to afford it.
Well, I'll be ready, thanks to Metropolitan. They worked out a plan. Takes care of my kids' education no matter what happens to me.
Is that right?
Yeah, I can see it now. Charles Matthews II, starting quarterback in pre-med, or maybe a halfback majoring in law.
Let Metropolitan Life help simplify planning for your children's education. Call your Metropolitan representative for information on our program, You and Your Future.
Or maybe an engineer. Yeah.
Charlie, what's Metropolitan's number?
Yeah, engineers are always in demand. Actually,
Charlie?
So are doctors. Now,
Charlie?
I always wanted to be a doctor.
Charlie?
Come to Metropolitan and simplify your life.
The blizzard has moved out of the Midwest, but communities are left under a blanket of snow, which high winds piled in drifts up to 15 feet high. The digging out continues, and Indianapolis Police Sergeant Robert Piercy says the folks there are making headway.
The Department of Transportation and the State Highway are hitting the interstates first and then hitting the main arteries through town. We're getting the main arteries clear, and we feel the interstates are clear. Most of the side roads and some of the smaller state highways are still impassable. We've had a small amount of scattered looting in some of the grocery stores and some of the smaller businesses, but it's quite small, and it's not pinned down to one area. It's scattered all over the city. The worst is over, and we're getting the city back into full swing.
In an effort to hold down looting in Indianapolis, there was a 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. curfew. Several leading Republicans last night replied to President Carter's State of the Union message in a program broadcast over CBS. A sample of the criticism: the Carter budget deficit is much higher than the president's $60 billion estimate. His $25 billion tax cut will not make up for increased Social Security taxes. And Senate Minority Leader Howard Baker spoke out on energy.
I don't believe there is any issue in this country, domestic issue, that's more fundamentally important than the resolution of the energy problem. But I must say, I think the president's energy bill, which he described once again in the State of the Union, is in trouble not because of opposition from industry or from us, but because it's a bad bill.
Official sources in Washington and Cairo are confirming upcoming meetings between Egypt's Anwar Sadat and President Carter. Sadat's expected to leave Cairo Wednesday and meet briefly with Morocco's King Hassan in Rabat before flying on to Washington. Hassan is a strong supporter of Sadat's peace initiatives. After talks with President Carter, sources say Sadat will make several stops in European capitals. Now, this message.
A lot of oil never gets out of the ground. Not because it hasn't been discovered, but simply because there hasn't been any way to get it out. Because the traditional methods for recovering oil can't get all the oil out of a well. For a number of years now, the engineers and research people at Marathon have been getting together to see if they could find a way to solve that problem. They figured there must be a way to do it better. And it turns out they were right. they've developed the Mariflood process, which is designed to get more oil out of existing wells. They came up with the Mariflood process because they got together to do it better. And they did.
Ooh, we got together to do it better.
Marathon Oil Company. We got together to do it better, and we did.
President Carter is scheduled to leave the White House at this hour, heading for Bethesda Naval Hospital and his first complete physical examination since taking office. White House physician William Lukash says it's a routine exam. He says Mr. Carter's been keeping in shape, lots of tennis and bowling. I'm David Jackson, CBS News.
More barge problems on the icy Ohio River. WHAS continuing news at 7:06. This is Dave Seiler. The U.S. Coast Guard is trying to cope with four runaway barges just upstream from Louisville near 18 Mile Island. One of those barges has overturned, but it has not ruptured yet. Coast Guard officials say there is no immediate danger of any fuel spillage. A Coast Guard towboat is working near the island trying to snag those barges and tie them up along the shoreline. The Coast Guard has also closed a 50-mile stretch of the river, about 75 miles upstream from Louisville. Affected is the area between Aurora, Indiana, and the Kentucky River. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Donald Green tells us the same barge accident made the action necessary.
12 to 13 barges resting against the upriver side of the dam. Four barges have since gone through the dam and are adrift below Markham Dam, heading down toward Madison, Indiana.
There was no structural damage to the dam. It's the first time this winter that a portion of the river has been closed to traffic. Just across from 18 Mile Island in the Bushman's Lake area, along the Indiana shoreline, Clark County Sheriff's deputies are trying to evacuate 38 residents threatened by rising floodwaters. Sergeant Mike Simpson tells us police have been pleading with the people all night to leave by boat, but they've refused. Instead, they want to leave by the single bridge leading into the area, but Simpson says that bridge won't be open for long.
Water now is about a half a foot away from that, covering that bridge up. Once it's covered, we have no land access into that. It'll be by boat only. Boats are going to find it very hard to navigate. We have had a boat in there, and people refuse to leave on it.
Clark County police have been trying to break a land route to the residents, coping with drifts as deep as 9 feet. As if the river didn't cause enough headaches, Kentuckiana roadways are still a nightmare, too. Until 8 o'clock, Kentucky State Police are only allowing certain types of vehicles on the roadways, according to spokesman Steve Case.
State Police are restricting travel to emergency vehicles, to vehicles with chains or studded tires, to four-wheel drive vehicles, or to vehicles which have a clearance from Kentucky State Police headquarters.
After 8 o'clock, state police advise only emergency travel on state roadways. Case says state road crews are out, but bitter cold is hampering their efforts. In Indiana, things aren't much better, according to Trooper Steve Pendleton at the Charlestown Post.
In the southern part of the state, the main roads in Evansville and Charlestown are passable, but ice-covered and hazardous. Most secondary roads are closed.
Once again, all police agencies in the area are saying if it's not a bona fide emergency, stay home. With most of Indianapolis still paralyzed from the winter storm, the Indiana General Assembly has postponed floor sessions until Tuesday. Although many of the Hoosier lawmakers were staying in downtown hotels, House Speaker Kermit Burris and Senate President Pro Tem Robert Fair agreed Indiana's business could wait until the snow emergency has passed. Washington Senator Henry Jackson says he agrees with Senators Ford and Huddleston of Kentucky that a study is needed to see if there should be an extension of the effective date for new federal strip mining laws. The two Kentuckians wrote a letter to Jackson, who is chairman of the State Energy Committee, advising him that the new Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement has not received the money needed for operation. The new law is to go into effect February 4th for new mines and May 4th for all mines, but Ford and Huddleston have expressed doubts that the new agency can do its job before Congress comes through with the operating money. You're listening to WHAS Continuing News, coming up on 710.
William H. King's Sport Boat and Vacation Show is going on now through Sunday, February 5th at the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center. Over $12 million worth of boats, campers, recreational vehicles, hunting and fishing equipment. Now through February 5th. Come on out.
Come out to win.
H. King's Boat Sport Vacation Show. Cause it won't be long till it's that time of year.
You come back when the landlord's here.
I don't think you'd be happy here.
There's a $500 security deposit.
It was just rented 10 minutes ago.
If you've made these excuses, or if you've heard them, there simply is no excuse. Unfair housing isn't just unfair. It's illegal.
Call the Fair Housing Center at the Kentucky Commission on Human Rights at 588-4024 in Louisville. Outside Louisville, call toll-free 1-800-292-5566.
WHAS Pinpoint weather is a lot better than it has been. It's going to be partly sunny and cold with only a slight chance of a few snow flurries today. No predicted accumulation. Mostly clear and very cold this evening, then partly sunny and continued cold tomorrow. A high today around 18, a low tonight 8 above zero. Tomorrow's high around 20 degrees. Right now in Louisville, skies are clear, 9 degrees. This is Dave Seiler.
Thank you, Dave. WHAS News at 7 has been a service of Marathon Oil Company. People who got together to work together to do it better. It's 7-11.
Last night in the Millrose games, things were really jumping, especially Franklin Jacobs. Good morning, all. Whit Elliott with Sports World Roundup for the CBS Radio Network. The Millrose games at Madison Square Garden last night, boy, they were something. Houston McAteer ran a best ever indoor 60.